Hey Creepaholics crew, Shanice here, your guide to the mysterious and chilling world of urban legends and true crime. So grab your flashlights, lock those doors, and let's deep dive into the dim trail together to unveil the mysteries that lurk in the shadows. Time to creep it real with Creepaholics crew. Get ready for a shiver-inducing journey, folks. Now, on today's episode, we're deep diving into one of Hollywood's most intriguing mysteries, the passing of Marilyn Monroe. Join me as we unravel the mystery surrounding the iconic star's demise. From conspiracy theories to official accounts, we'll navigate the twists and turns of the mysterious chapter in history. Buckle up, Creepaholics crew. It's time to explore the dim secrets surrounding the passage of Marilyn Monroe. In Hollywood, Marilyn Monroe made a lasting mark on the silver screen. As we embark on this journey, let's not only explore the mysterious circumstances surrounding her passing, but also peel back the layers of her life as an icon. Marilyn Monroe, born Norma Jean Mortensen, captivated audiences with her seductive allure and undeniable talent. Her cinematic journey from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes to Some Like It Hot showcased a depth of talent that went beyond a bombshell image. Yet behind the scenes, a tumultuous personality unfolded. Rumors swirled around Monroe's alleged relationship with President John F. Kennedy, adding complexity to her story. The whisper of secret liaisons, fueled speculation about motives behind her demise. Did her connections to an influential figure play a role in the events leading up to the fateful August day in 1962? The official cause of Marilyn Monroe's passing was attributed to a probable suicide as a result of an overdose of barbiturates. However, as we dive deep, questions arise about the circumstances leading to the tragic moment. Was it a desperate cry for help? An accidental overdose? Or something more sinister? Monroe's journey through the glimmering lights of Hollywood was shadowed by a challenging past. Raised in foster care and grappling with instability during her early years, Monroe's experiences left her with profound emotional scars that shaped her chaotic adult life. As she rose to fame, Monroe's struggles extended beyond the screen. An ongoing battle with anxiety and depression, exacerbated by the pressures of celebrity, showcased the human side behind the iconic image. Her pursuit of happiness in the limelight became a constant negotiation with personal demons. In the realm of love, Monroe's relationships were a captivating saga. The whirlwind romance of James Daughtry and Joe DiMaggio became a tabloid folder. But it wasn't her rumored affair with President John F. Kennedy that thrusted her into the heart of the political intrigue. The subsequent marriage to playwright Arthur Miller added complexity, intertwining her narrative with love, intellect, and scandal. The relationship between Marilyn Monroe and playwright Arthur Miller was an intersection of Hollywood glamour and literary intellect. Their connection between each other in the early 1950s, a time when Marilyn was emerging as a screen icon and Miller was already a renowned playwright. The union between the Hollywood starlet and the intellectual playwright seemed unlikely, yet it carried depth. Their turbulent romance, marked by highs and lows, led to the marriage in 1956. The union brought together the allure of Monroe's fame with Miller's literary gravity. However, challenges led to their divorce in 1961. The Arthur Miller and Marilyn Monroe relationship remains an intriguing chapter in Hollywood's history, embodying the intersection of love, intellect, and the chaotic nature of fame. In the period leading up to her tragic end, Monroe's romantic entangles continued to capture attention. The end of her marriage to Arthur Miller marked a new chapter in her new connection to the actor Peter Lawford, a charismatic member of the Rat Pack, and JFK's brother-in-law, which heightened the intrigue. Following her divorce from Miller, Marilyn Monroe found herself entangled in relationships that deepened the intrigue. Her connection with Peter Lawford, a suave member of the Rat Pack, added glamour. The Rat Pack was led by Frank Sinatra. It also included Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, and Joey Bishop. Peter Lawford, who was married to Patricia Kennedy, JFK's sister, further intertwined Monroe's life with political and celebrity circles. As JFK's brother-in-law, Lawford, provided a link between Monroe and the influential Kennedy family, creating a nexus of power, Hollywood allure, and political intrigue. Monroe's association with Lawford marked a chapter where the glitz of Hollywood collided with political power, adding a layer to the enigma. Marilyn Monroe's life was a poetic tale of resilience in Hollywood, emerging from a challenging upbringing marked by foster care and personal struggles. Monroe faced auditions with a dream in her heart and a chaotic past behind her. The pressures of the industry, coupled with the societal expectations, created a formidable landscape for the aspiring actress. Monroe's journey through the auditions was a battle against external judgment and her own demons. Yet, her enduring spirit and undeniable talent eventually captivated her into stardom, leaving behind the echoes of challenges she overcame. Now let's dive into an additional layer of intrigue surrounding Marilyn Monroe's passing. At 3:30 a.m. on August 5, 1962, Marilyn Monroe's physician, Dr. Ralph Greenson, broke into her bedroom to find the actress dead, with an empty bottle of sleeping pills in her nightstand. Monroe's housekeeper, Anouse Murray, had awakened to find a light on in Marilyn Monroe's room and the door locked. Murray called Dr. Greenson, worried that something was amiss. Or at least that's what was reported at the time. In a new documentary on Netflix, The Mystery of Marilyn Monroe, The Unheard Tapes biography, Anthony Summers unveils a revised story of the night Marilyn Monroe passed away. Subsequently, from the extensive interviews conducted by the updated edition of his 1985 biography, Goddess, this documentary includes fresh audio interviews with Dr. Greenson's family, aiming to address rumors and inconsistencies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's passing. The investigative journey also dives into Monroe's alleged romantic involvements with President John F. Kennedy and Attorney General Robert Kennedy. A pivotal relationship and revelation challenged the widely accepted timeline that comes from an interview with the window of Monroe's press relations manager, Arthur Jacobs. According to the documentary, around 10:30 p.m. on August 4th, an attendant at the Hollywood Bowl alerted Jacobs to a grave situation, contradicting the familiar narrative of Monroe's body being discovered at 3:30 a.m. Jacobs' wife, heard in the documentary, disputes this, stating, "That is not true because my husband was there. My husband fudged everything off." Summers collaborated with an ambulance team member, asserting that Monroe was taken to hospital late that evening while still alive, ultimately passing away en route. The documentary features Murray's taped statement that Robert Kennedy was at Monroe's home in the afternoon on the day she passed away. According to Summers, reporting in the days leading up to her passing, Monroe confided in a friend about deep affections for Robert Kennedy and plans to marry him. Murray also claims a heated argument between Kennedy and Monroe on the day of her passing. The documentary further verifies Kennedy's departure in a helicopter around 2 or 3 a.m. on the night of Monroe's passing. And there you have it, Creepaholics crew. We've journeyed through the shadows of Marilyn Monroe's life, from the glitz lights of Hollywood to the complexities of her relationship and mysteries surrounding her tragic end. Did Monroe actually kill herself? Or was it all just a way to hide what was really going on within the Kennedy family? Let me know what your thoughts are, Creepaholic Screw. That's all I have for you. But wait, our exploration does not end here. Join us next time as we peel back the layers of the darkness to expose the hidden truths, lies, and crimes that continue to lurk in the shadows. Once again, that's all for now. Keep those flashlights ready, stay on the edge of your seat, and join us in the next episode as we uncover more chilling tales. Until then, keep creeping it real, and goodbye for now, Creepaholics Crew.
Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Your nightmare.